Have you ever had a song that stays in your mind and you become obsessed with it? That's the way I always do it. I remember recently, I'll Never Love Again by the Star Is Born song. And it just kept playing over and over in my head. And when we put negative thoughts in our head like that, we're limiting ourselves. It's just the power of positive thinking. But the power of music to heal has always been there. It is something that I implore you to look at and to change maybe what you're listening to. I had an experience recently where I was on a vacation with a friend, and I had the opportunity to hear my next guest, Kenzia Gill, sing a song that touched my heart so profoundly that I have become obsessed with it. And I would listen to it over and over. If you go on Spotify and listen to it, and you'll see the number of people that have listened to it, I think probably 10,000 of them are me in the last 3 weeks. Just kidding. But a lot of power behind this song. And I would play her entire album over again. But when that song came on, I'd hit it back and hit it back again. And it was feeling a part of me and giving me a message subliminally about what I want in life and what I want to hold on to. I don't want to hold on to the negative Star Is Born, I'll Never Love Again song. I want to hold on to and manifest what it is that I'm looking for in life. And that is unconditional love. Someone that loves me when I wake up and my hair's a mess. Someone that loves me when I don't have makeup on. Someone that doesn't have to be so gregariously sending me four dozen roses, but then cheating the next day. I don't need that in my life. That kind of action that speaks louder than words, those actions of buying me four dozen roses, was just a mask. Someone that really loves you covers your feet when they're cold. When you are having a long day, they step up and cook you dinner. Those things by themselves, okay, they cook dinner once in a while, they did something once in a while. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for an everyday life where someone shows you every day that they love you. So, without any further ado, I am so blessed and so grateful to be bringing Kenzia to you. And she's from London and England, and her voice is like an angel. So I encourage you to get on to iTunes or even Spotify, where I found her, and listen to this song with the full band behind her. Her voice and these octaves just, they give me goosebumps. And it's what I wanted to bring to you today. So I've been wanting to interview someone for a long time to teach you guys about the power of healing. This is Tracy Malone, and I'm the founder of NarcissistAbuseSupport.com. And today we're going to talk about the power of healing. So let's welcome Kenzia and hear her song. Welcome, Kenzia. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I was so excited when I went to Nashville. Was it Leaper's Fork?
Yes, that's right.
And the name of the place was Puckett's?
Yes, you got to be careful how you say
You
that.
don't. You really do. It's kind of an interesting word when you say it like that. But I was recently on a vacation with a friend of mine, and she took me there on my first night. And you sang some songs. In fact, you got to sing three songs versus everyone else getting two because of your 30th party song. The person running it's daughter being in the audience and turning 30, and I fell in love with you. My friend immediately went up and bought your CD, and we got home, and the whole week we played it in the car over and over. And I was like, okay, I've got to keep listening to this. You know, when you get obsessed about a song, for me, they take a hold of me. And the song that has touched my heart is The Girl of Your Dreams. And so let's talk about the power of healing. I want to know from you, when I reached out to you. So I reached out to you because I had an experience with a client after I had been listening to this song for a month, maybe 3 weeks. I said, that there's a reason for the song. And to me, it hit my heart that as a victim of abuse, that's what I want. What this song said to me was, I want to be the girl of someone's dreams. And it touched me so much that playing it over and over. And then when I was working with my client recently, we've been working for a while to help her get away from her abuser. And he did something before our last session that was uncharacteristic of him. He sent her flowers for the first time in 10 years of being married. Wow. And it put her in this tailspin of, maybe it's not, like, maybe I'm doing this wrong. Maybe he is nice. Maybe he's going to change. You know, those $30 worth of flowers, like, put her whole mind into it. So we did an exercise where we looked at, you know, what are the good things she likes about him? What are the bad things she likes about him? And what do you really want in life? What do you want? And so we went through that exercise. And at the end of our session, I asked her if I could play that song for her. And she listened to it and she cried. And when she was done, she said, you're right. That's what I want. I want to be free. And you completely, I got goosebumps saying it. Your voice and your song touched her to get away from the abuser. So when I wrote to you, can you tell me, share with me, you know, what it was like when I wrote to you and told you that experience?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't get easily emotional. And the first thing I felt when I read the email was that just power, that a song that I'd written had touched another life in such a way. So thank you, first of all, for reaching out. I empathized straight away because the song that Girl of Your Dreams was written for my husband, Lloyd. We've been together 12 years now. But before I met Lloyd, I was with a guy. I was quite young. I was 16 when I met him. And I spent nearly 3 years with him. And throughout that 3 years, he wore me down mentally to the point where I really didn't think I could sing or perform. I was told regularly that me wanting to go out and perform was too provocative. I was inviting unwanted invitations from men. I was constantly made to feel like I shouldn't be doing what I was doing. And exactly like what you just said, sometimes he'd buy me some flowers and I'd go, do you know what? He loves me. Or, you know, if I wore a dress that was a little short, I mean, I was 18, you know, if I wore something that was a little short, I was scolded for it. I was never made to feel beautiful or to feel like I could express myself in any way creatively or physically. I was constantly held on that leash. But because he maybe made me breakfast one morning, I think he loves me, he's okay. It was an accumulation of little things that just made strings snap. And it was a great family network that I had that meant I could get away. And it was actually a few short months before I met Lloyd. And at the time, I remember thinking, whoa, it's too soon. I've just got out of this relationship. This is not at all the right time. But it was the right guy. And that just overtook everything. And 12 years now, like, Lloyd never buys me flowers. Never. But little things, like, he'll make me a coffee every morning. And like I reference in the song, when I'm ill, you know, he looks after me. He'll tuck my feet in when I'm cold. And it's these little things, it's the actions that inspired me to write this song. So I was like, he shows me every day that he loves me. And every woman deserves that, whether it's from a man or a woman or whoever. Every woman deserves to feel, and man deserves to feel, that unconditional love. And if you're settling for anything less than that, then you really need to think about what you deserve. So I thank my stars every day that I had the courage to leave my previous relationship, and thank everything, thank the universe that led me to Lloyd. And I am the girl of his dreams. He doesn't tell me, but he shows me, and that's enough.
And I think that's where victims get caught up. Is, for me, my ex-husband used to show me, like, oh, look, I love you. He would send me love you cards. but then cheat on me. You know, I was just like, oh, but then I got a necklace because he cheated on me. You know, like it was always this show me, the showing me was fake in many ways. It wasn't showing me real love like you're talking about. It was that fake, you know, oh, he made me breakfast. He does love me. Okay. You know, it was those things that were deceptive to me and kept me in the wheel of abuse for so long. And so I also thank my lucky stars that I am free and that I'm now empowering people all over the world. And thanks to you, today we're going to bring song to my channel. And I have been dreaming of doing this for so long. I feel like I'm like the late night show and I'm like, and now my music is So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And thank you to all the people that are going to listen to this song. I encourage you to listen really closely to the words that she's going to sing. If you don't get goosebumps and if you don't dream of something like this, then your future is going to be limited, because your future is about manifesting something that will show you every day. It's not just the little, he made me breakfast, he bought me a pity necklace. It's not those things. It's the showing without the five dozen roses, without that grander stuff, be there every day. So
it's every day. And that's the thing. You can get caught up on the big things, but it really is. It's every single little thing that shows you love.
Absolutely. So are you ready to sing for us?
I think so. I hope the sound is okay. I'll do my best.
You can always adjust it, so don't worry. So I know, and you like belt out these things and I'm like, I'm so excited. So, yay.
Whenever. There we go. It's been the perfect night. No candlelight. Got a glass of wine in sight. No fancy three-course meal. No talking about how we feel. No red dress that fits just right. In fact, I'm wearing the oversized jumper that I bought you 3 years ago. There's a hole in the sleeve, my hair could do with a comb, and I ain't got no makeup on. Would you still make me believe that I'm the girl of your dreams? Send me off to bed. You look after me. And when I get home late, you always stay up and wait. Just so you know, I'm safe. And my perfect life is with you by my side. Thank you.
Wow. My own personal concert. Thank you. I encourage everyone to go and look her up on iTunes and buy her albums. And this is on your latest album, right? You have three or four?
I have. And so I have two. My first album was released 2 years ago. And my latest EP is like 5 years ago.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I thank you so much, and I appreciate your time, and blessings to you, and good luck in becoming the most famous girl of someone's dreams.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'd just like to say, if anyone wants to get in touch or reach out, and it'd be lovely to hear how people are hearing the song and what they think, then thank you for bringing it to this platform. It's really special.
Thank you. I appreciate you. How cool was that? I hope that you guys go and look up this song. I hope that you strive for unconditional love. I hope that you never give up hope that you will love again. We are all lovable. But the most important thing when you're worrying about whether you're lovable or not is to love yourself. Loving yourself first is like putting your oxygen mask first on in the plane. You need to hold on to the belief that you are special enough, and don't listen to the recordings in your head from your abuser that says you weren't. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and get some answers to some questions and start healing. And I'll see you again soon. Thank you.